Thank you, Excellencies. Next year, we will observe the 30th anniversary of the adoption of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, a milestone roadmap which has guided us over the past quarter of century towards equal rights and opportunities for women and girls everywhere. On this occasion, let me share steps implemented by my government to promote gender equality, women's economic empowerment, and participation in public life. As a testament of our dedication, I would like to note that Georgia has already submitted its Beijing Plus 30 National Review Report this year. In this vein, allow me to briefly outline some major developments on the national level. In addition to the overarching national human rights strategy and the subsequent action plan for the protection of all human rights, we have two separate action plans for the implementation of the UN resolutions 1325 on women, peace and security, and for the elimination of the violence against women. Currently, my government is in the process of developing the consequent set of action plans for the next 3 years. Furthermore, the victims, survivors of violence against women and domestic violence are now entitled to receive compensation from the state, and this year the national referral procedures for identification, protection, assistance, and rehabilitation of victims of violence against women and domestic violence was approved. Georgia continues its targeted activities towards economic and social empowerment of women by providing various business support activities for women entrepreneurs, as well as by encouraging access to increased funding for those business entities with more than 50% of the shares owned by women. The government of Georgia continues to prioritize the implementation of the WPS agenda and the meaningful engagement of women in the peace process. The respective national action plan also focuses on promoting meaningful participation of women in conflict prevention and resolution and the rights to conflict of conflict-affected women. Unfortunately, due to Russia's occupation of Georgia's Abkhazia and Tskhinvali regions, were deprived of the possibility to implement the human rights protection framework therein. The full absence of international and regional monitoring mechanisms further deteriorates already dire humanitarian and human rights situation, including heavy plight of women on the ground. To conclude with, I would like to once again reiterate that the 30th anniversary of the declaration will give a further boost to our joint endeavors for ensuring full realization of the rights of women and girls. I thank you.